Blog Talk Radio.
We worship you. Father, your word says, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams, young men shall see visions. Upon my handmaids and my servants, while I pour out my spirit. And then you promised us the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain together. Can you lift hands and receive the waters of God? Father, tonight we ask for rain in the time of rain. We lift it as a prayer before you. Open the skies. Release the waters of God. Let's say it.
Open the skies.
Release.
Release the rivers of God.
Open the skies.
Open the skies.
Release the waters of heaven.
Open the skies.
Open the skies.
Release the rivers.
Deep calls to deep.
Deep
calls unto
deep.
Can you say that as a prayer to him?
Pour
out rain, Father.
Open the sky.
Release the waters from heaven.
Agua
de Sail, Judea. Release the rivers. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Lift it as a prayer over the sky. Can you slip up your hands? Let's petition the throne of grace. For out of that throne flows the crystal river, in whom it's healing water. Deep calls to thee. Deep calls unto thee. Open up the sky, Father. We ask for rain. Open up the sky. Release the water.
He calls unto thee.
He calls unto thee. the water. We go into your presence. We say, open the sky. Release. Open up the sky. Release water. Open the sky. Release the river. Thirsty soul, send waters, oh God, fill your people to overflowing. Like David, we say, my cup runneth over. Let waters flow from your throne. Out of your throne proceeds the river, and on both sides of that river is a tree on whose leaves are good for the healing of the nation. Release healing water. Release fresh rain. Let your glory be manifest as deep calls unto thee. Come on, once again, open the sky. Release. Open the sky. Release the waters of heaven. Open the sky.
Hallelujah. This is the way we praise him. Clap your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Allow the deep to call upon the deep. Allow God's voice to penetrate your spirit, and your spirit responds as the deep calls on the deep. From glory to glory, we go higher in God. Every test, every trial that we deal with, it provoked an anointing that we're able to handle things when the deep calls unto deep. You know, learning to hear God's voice in your everyday life is crucial, because if we don't know the voice of a stranger, we'll follow. Amen. It's very important that we hear the voice of God. It's very important that we know our daddy's voice, Abba, Father. Amen. There's a lot of strangers out there that try to shift God's people, and then you'll miss what God is doing. And we don't want to miss what God is doing. We don't want to miss the test, because we want to finish the test and go to the next test. It's one test after another. This is just a test. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me that this is just a test. This is a season where God is perfecting the saints. He's bringing the saints together on one accord in one place, and that's when the commanded blessing is released upon God's people. Let your spirit say, hallelujah. It comes from understanding who you are in Christ. Amen. That's my book. Hallelujah. I think I have 2 pages left to go. Understanding your identity in Christ. There's nothing too hard for God. And it's very important that we know our identity. Amen. So in understanding our identity, we must be able to know the voice of God. Let me read the scripture to you in Judges. Judges chapter 2, verse 10. Glory, hallelujah. You know, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding, and that peace will be upon you when you are in the center of God's will. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what you go to. It doesn't matter what you meet up with. But when you get there, peace of God arrives. Amen. Judges 2. And the Bible says, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation rose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. So the point that I want to make today is, when you understand your identity, you don't have to waste time trying to be right. You don't have to bark up on situations and be afraid or be intimidated or be jealous-hearted or walk in unforgiveness, because you understand your identity, and understanding your identity will birth you out into the center of God's will. So every generation that God allows new voices to emerge. See, God has used people to carry his sound in the earth and throughout history. You know, the prophets reminded people when God had done a thing, or when he gave them a hope, when he spoke things, what was to come, what has been. The prophets gave hope for God, for what God was about to do. So their goal, as it is today, was not only to record history, but to release destiny. Amen. And with kingdom builders, hallelujah, that is one of our key goals, is to release destiny, so that when you're dealing with things, you're not overwhelmed. You're just being released to your destiny. Amen. You're going through to get to. Glory to God. So the prophet's job, hallelujah, is to create an environment where people know by observing their activity and understanding God's heart. So we are to be what God called us to be and encourage others to become what God has preordained them to become by speaking destiny into their life. Hallelujah. You know, I can say I was privileged to grow up in a home where talking about God and his activity, it was a commonplace. You know, I'm also grateful to live in a generation that has been preceded by great leaders who were or who has reminded us God is by revealing his word and even his activity through prophetic ministries. Amen. See, prophetic ministries is a fresh voice. Most prophetic ministries are not connected to denomination, but prophetic ministries are connected to the ministry of the kingdom. So you'll find that most prophetic ministries are non-denominational. Why? Because sometimes denomination can cause division. Denomination can cause strife. Denomination can cause discord. But a prophetic ministry where you're being taught a fresh voice, hallelujah, and not an echo. We do things this way and we do things that way. No, a prophetic voice or a prophetic ministry will do things the way that God is speaking. Hallelujah. That's why it's important that we hear God's voice. Because other generations rose up and they didn't know God. Why? Because they was not able to hear his voice. Amen. So remember, prophetic ministries are fresh voices from heaven, fresh word, fresh rhema, not an echo of what has been or we do it this way. The program is set and sketched in stone. See, with a prophetic ministry, you'll always know that the program is subject to change. It is just like our life. Our life is subject to change any moment. Amen. So when we operate in the prophetic, we are operating, I like to say, impromptu. Because truly, we don't know what's going to happen next. Amen? Because things are always shifting. God is always moving. I want to encourage you, don't be bound by tradition. Because, see, the Bible says, tradition makes the word of God have no effect. Because, see, sometimes we get caught up on tradition, and then the word of God is not effective. Amen. Understand, and it talks about that in Mark 7:13, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and make such things to do. So sometime out of tradition, this is how we do it. You know, we're going to have the deacons pray. You're going to read a scripture. You're going to have a song from the choir. You know, so it was traditionally set up. But when the Holy Spirit is leading the way, hallelujah, it's not by shape, form, and fashion. It's not by God's voice. I'm trying to tell you that the voice of God will lead, guide, and direct us. Amen. So different streams and schools of prophecy, they all add dimension to another level to God's voice. See, the Holy Spirit will teach us, each and every one of us, in a unique way. Amen? in a unique way. You know, some learn by seeing, some learn by doing, some learn by reading, some learn by experiencing the voice of God. And some learn by going to Sunday school, Bible class, listening to the teachers, listening to the pastor, but not listening to the voice of God. Amen. When have you heard God speak? Yes, he speaks to our through our leaders. Yes, he speaks through pastors and trustees and deacons and the people of God, laymen. But God will also speak in such an audio voice that you'll hear him. He'll wake you up with his voice. He'll wake you up saying, good morning, daughter. Good morning, son. See, the Holy Spirit teach us how unique God is if we listen. So my hope is that as I share what I've learned and that you will be taught by the Spirit of God and that you will become a unique voice for God, hallelujah, in this generation. I honor the giants of faith that has been in my path. You know, those, even those that I've known and those that are unknown, whose shoulders, hallelujah, that I stand on. Because, you know, being taught pulpit etiquette, being taught how to honor, being taught how to be teachable, being taught, these things are important to God. Holding oneself accountable, you know, making yourself available. It's these things, being a faithful giver, supporting what you believe in, you know, being a tither, going to the highways and the byways and compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come. See, these are the principal things that are in the very core of our mind, in the very core of our heart and our spirit. It's the course of the day. Why? Because this is what we do. This is what we do. So, as I said, the shoulders that I stand upon are like my pastors from childhood, the prophets that I was trained under, the apostles that taught me and disciplined me and rebuked me and chastised me and grew me to a point that I can have confidence in knowing that this is the will of God. This is the voice of God. Amen. It takes all of that to be developed. So like you want to live in this world, say you in Michigan, and we understand that the season's going to come. The four seasons, you're going to get the winter, the fall, hallelujah, the spring and the summer. You're also going to get the sunshine, the rain, the dew, the leaves. You're going to get all of that. And all of that makes the state of Michigan because we get all four seasons. And that's what I like about Michigan. So that's what it takes to be developed in the kingdom, in ministry. Amen. Sometimes I remember when I was hearing God's voice and I was in a particular ministry, hallelujah, and I was confused only because my pastor, the leader, was not teaching what I was hearing. So I began to search the scriptures. I began to dig deep and ask God to help me to make sure that what I was hearing was biblical based. And of course, it was a challenge because it was who I was used to listening to, sitting up under, growing up under, was not at the point that I was at. And it was so unfortunate because I didn't know it. I did not know it, and I had became a threat. But I didn't know it. Thank God. And God will grow you up, and God will begin to develop you, and God will even give you a word for the ones that you have you've been sitting up under, and they're teaching you, and God will even let you impart into their lives. Amen. So always be teachable. Always be teachable. Amen. Amen. And the reason that I'm teaching this lesson to create a volume in your heart, in your spirit, that you will set the pace for the next generation, and that you will be open to be taught by the Spirit of the living God, and that you will find his voice. Amen. When the deep calls upon the deep, your spirit will agree with that voice. Why? Because there's some reason you'll know that it is our daddy. Amen. You'll know how he's moving, how he's shifting, and how he's developing you for a set of people. You know, whether they be in a group setting, whether it be in this walk of life, God started developing you. And he's getting you ready to teach the gospel, to preach the word, to lean not to your own understanding, to acknowledge him in all your ways so that he may, hallelujah, direct your path. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. As I continue on, just to go into one of the teachings for today, you know, I get excited about hearing God and helping others, you know, enter into a conversation with him. You know, I'm a student and I'm a teacher of a prophetic ministry. And that is the topic that I want to talk about. Being a student and a teacher. Hallelujah. How many exploits of God will begin to sound in your ear gate, and how you'll begin to pursue God because of what you hear him say, and how you begin to shift when God is speaking to you and you're able to hear him and you're able to follow the mindset that God deposit into you. Amen. God's voice is loud and clear. So I want to encourage you to pursue the roar, the sound of God's voice without taking the time to chase after his heart and miss the entire point. You know, sometimes we chase his heart and miss his voice. So prophetic people are the first people of God's presence. Let me make it plain to you. See, without his presence, we are merely likely to be speaking from our own head, not his heart. So we have to know God in order to sound like him, to look like him. See, to speak God's word without knowing his heart is like eating a cheesesteak without the cheese, or without the steak, Amen. Empty. And Paul said in these words, this is what Paul said. If I have the gift of prophecy and have not love, he said, I'm nothing. Yes, 1 Corinthians 13 and 2. So I can have a gift of prophecy, but I'm not walking in love. I'm nothing. So these components go together, like cheese go on a cheesesteak or steak go on a cheesesteak. Amen. Components go together. But when we experience God's love, guess what happens? God's love, it calls us to long for God's heart and to pursue his presence even more. I'm trying to tell you something. Then God will meet us and he'll stir up our gifts and he will increase our appetite and he would establish a greater hunger within us. And this to me is a phenomenon that demonstrates in a compassionate way that when you're touched by God, you know, when you get in God's presence, when you hear God's voice, everything has to change. Yes, everything has to change. So it's important that we hear God. It's important that we know God. So when we experience God's love, it calls us to just long for more of him. My brother called it liquid love. It calls us to pursue God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you pursuing God? Are you pursuing God? I'm going to take a short music break, and I'll be right back. Don't look back. Run, run. Don't look back. When God shifts you out of a situation, run. And don't look back. Hallelujah. I say run, 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 and don't look back. Amen. So we're talking about the voice of God. We're talking about pursuing God so that you can grow up. And when we grow up, then we can hear him clearly, chase after his heart, because we already can hear his voice. Amen. And then we won't miss the point that God is trying to make in our life. So when we experience his love, remember this. It calls us to long for more. The Bible says when you hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, thou shall be filled. Amen. God will meet us and stir a greater hunger when we're already thirsty. I want you to know that God wants us to grow in him, and he wants the deep to call upon the deep so that we'll have a fervency and that we will be effective and we will hold ourselves accountable. So when things aren't going the way we think it should go, that we are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. It's a crucial thing to know when you're steadfast, because the wind's going to blow, the storm's going to come, hurricanes, tornadoes, all of that's going to happen. But we walk by faith and not by sight. God changes not. Amen. You know, think about David. He didn't just chase God. He ran fervently after God's heart. Yes, in Psalms chapter 42, it describes and it talks about how he was pursuing God. You know, it's like when you're chasing God, you're not missing an action. When you're chasing God, you do everything you can to be where you need to be, so when God speaks, that you're able to hear his voice. Amen. And move at God's command. Amen. Amen. You know, and just to think about, David longed to be in God's presence. Do you long to be in God's presence? You know, for those of you offended by a comparison of, well, I'll say it like this. Sometimes people get offended when you're hungry and thirsty for God, and when they pull on you and you're trying to get just a little more Jesus, and they're pulling on you and you're chasing God and not them. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to long for him. He wants us to thirst for him. He wants us to greet him in the morning. He wants us to talk to him during the day. He said, pray without ceasing. So if we're praying without ceasing, he wants us to talk to him all day. Amen. So people would actually get offended when you're chasing God. Amen, amen. I like what Psalms 42 says. Psalms 42 and 3, I was reading this, and the Bible says, my tears have been my food day and night. And the Bible also talks about how God take our tears and he bottle them up, and it become a sweet aroma in his nostril. So don't be afraid to cry. You know, don't be afraid to get it out. It's not a pretty picture, but if you take a moment to read all of Psalms, you'll find that David was an absolute, in his life, that he longed for the presence of God. And he talked about how he shed tears. He said, it was my food, day and night. So what is that telling you? Because he wanted more God. So God said David was, did he say he was a man after his own heart? Listen what that, after his own heart. Get the revelation. He was a man after his own heart. He was chasing God's heart. See, a lot of people read that scripture, and we think that it's saying that David, vice versa, that David's heart was like God. But David was after God's heart. He described his soul as downcast and in turmoil within him. And it wasn't to be mistaken what David was talking about. You know, David didn't wonder about his love for God when he was chasing God, when he was chasing the heart of God. The people around him repeatedly questioned David. You know, they were asking him whether God had even been with him. Was God even with him anymore? Because he was going through. And this was the worst. It was worse than losing, you know, how some people, when they love a football game, or you might be a Tigers, a Lions fan, or you lose the belt, you lose the champion. See, some people are heartbroken by that. But people were asking David, calling him a big loser. You know, it seemed like God was nowhere to be found, created a thirst in David. You know, it was a thirst. It was so extreme that it had to be eating him up. But if he was eating up his own tears, licking his own wounds, in other words, because he was looking for God. We don't chase God. We don't chase him like we should. Because, see, in his presence is the fullness of joy. In his presence is healing. In his presence is direction. In his presence is fulfillment. Amen. So we get in his presence too long, we sleep. If we stay there too long, we're restless. But to have a different attitude toward getting in his presence. Amen, amen, and amen. So when we do that for a very long time, well, let me give you an example. You know, when you drink Gatorade, and what does it say? It said Gatorade will quench the thirst. But Gatorade cannot quench the thirst when you're chasing God. So as the deep pans for streams of water, the Bible says, so my soul pans for you. That's what David was saying. He wanted God. Psalms 42. How bad do you want God? See, when you want God, you're willing to make the sacrifice. God doesn't know how to think small. Everything he does is over the top. Not only God hear David cry, he responded to David in an awesome, amazing way. So David asked to be refreshed, didn't he, by a sip from a stream. Yes, he did. Psalm 42, I'm still there. God answered. It came to him. And it wasn't just a sip. That's when the Bible said, deep calls to deep. In the roar of your water spout. So David wrote, all your breakers and your rollers wave here, swept over me. God gave him more than enough, an overflow. You want healing? Begin to stay in his presence. You want to hear his voice? Stay in his presence. You want change? Stay in his presence. You want help? Stay in his presence. Because God will speak. God will interrupt. God will disturb. Normal won't be normal anymore. Amen. God responds to us the same way he did to David millennia ago. He is overthetop.com. Oh, yes. I like to call him www.overthetop.com. Ask God for a sip And he will answer you with a, I don't want to say a hurricane, but an overflow, this overflow of what you're asking him for. Ask him for refreshing. Ask him to let you drink from a fire hydrant. You know, to let the water overtake you. Let God's liquid love overtake you, because that's when your healing comes. That's when your direction comes. That's when your ear gates are open. That's when your eyes are open. That's when you're able to overlook another person's shortcomings. That's when you don't point the finger. That's when you can keep it moving. Amen. Our over-the-top God, hallelujah, he loves to meet up with us in our deepest moments of darkness. Why? Because he want to pour out his presence, pour out his grace, and he want to pour out provision in a remarkable way. If we didn't have problems, God wouldn't have no work to do. He wouldn't have no miracles to resolve. He wouldn't be able to show out. If we didn't have concerns, he wouldn't be able to disturb the enemy. See, if you're disturbed right now, if you're going through something, that's normal. See, David was disturbed in his soul because it seemed that God was not there. You ever felt like God just not there? But actually, it was the closest of God that David had ever been. That closeness was causing the disturbance. Amen. Don't you know that God will not leave you nor forsake you? See, God disturbed David to bring him even closer than he was already. See, he initiated the pursuit. God initiated the sound. God initiated the deep upon the deep call to David's soul. God is not bothered by us being bothered. He is not upset when we get upset. He is not disturbed when we disturb. Even when we're disturbed with him, I believe that he believed in the power of God that's in us. He wants us to manifest so that the power of God can create an atmosphere and stir up everything around us and bring his presence into the atmosphere so his miracle working hand can come forth. Amen, amen. I'm excited. You know, even when we go through something, just walking it out in faith, walking it out in faith, understanding, don't lose your faith. And I hope that you become so hungry for God's heart, for God's sound, for God's voice, that maybe even that Philly cheesesteak can hear his roar. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to talk about what God's sound is like on next week. We're going to talk about, does God call you a son? And when I say that, the spirit is neither male nor female. That's what the Bible says. Spirit is neither male nor female. God is a spirit. And the Bible says that we worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. We're going to talk about, does he call you son? Is the deep calling upon the deep? Are you doing what God's called you to do? Are you in the right place at the right time? That's what we're going to talk about on next week. Glory, glory, glory. Just know that this is a test. Everything that you're going through, you're being tested. So laugh at the enemy. Increase your faith. Shout, thank you, Lord, because I understand that you got my back. It started with you, and is going to finish with you. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. We want to encourage you, save the date. In November, third week of November, we will be having our Fruit of the Spirit, Ganza. Amen. That we will be preaching and teaching about the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's a mini conference. We want to encourage you, everyone. Get your Bibles, get your study time, and make a commitment so God can use you. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be on a Friday evening. We'll be doing a fellowship dinner, and then on Saturday, we'll have the classes. Hallelujah. So again, I want to say God bless everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out, joining on the line. Just know that the deep calls upon the deep, and God will always show up. Glory, glory, glory. If you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you to partner with us. You know, I make this announcement over and over, but I want to encourage you to take heed to it and sow into the ministry and watch what God's going to do. Amen, everyone. We say God bless you. We love you. Let the deep call up on the deep. God bless you and have a blessed rest of the day.
Father, your word says, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. Upon my handmaids and my servants, while I pour out my spirit. And then you promised us the rain, the former rain and the latter rain together. Can you lift hands and receive the waters of God? Father, tonight we ask for rain in the time of rain. We lift it as a prayer before you. Open the sky. Release the waters of God. Let's say it.
Open the sky.
Release.
Open the sky.
Release the waters of heaven.
Open the sky.
Release the rivers. Deep calls to deep. Deep calls unto deep. Can you say that as a prayer to him? Pour out rain, Father.
Open the sky.
Release the waters of heaven. Agua de Sal Judea. Release the rivers. Deep calls unto thee. Deep calls unto thee. Lift it as a prayer over the sky. Can you slip up your hands? Let's petition the throne of grace. For out of that throne flows the crystal river. In whom it's healing water. Deep calls to thee. Release the
water.
Open the sky. Release. Deep calls unto thee. Spirit to spirit tonight. Come on, lift it up in the sky. Release the rivers. We call for the waters of heaven. Release the water. Fresh water from your throne. Release rivers.
Deep.
We're asking for the deep things. Open up the sky,
God.
Release rivers. Waters come out of your presence. Healing waters. Open the sky. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls to deep tonight. We speak spirit.
blessing upon your people. These calls unto thee. These calls unto thee. These calls unto thee. These calls unto thee. Spirit to spirit. For you in a glorious thirsty land. Come on, open the sky. Release. Open up the sky. Release the waters from heaven. Give us rain in the time of rain. Release tonight. These calls unto thee. These calls unto thee. Come again. Open the sky. To your presence. We go underwater. We go into your presence. We say, open the sky. Release. Open up the sky. Release water. Open the sky. Release the river. These calls unto thee. These calls unto thee. Now lift your hands and receive rain in the time of rain. Flood every thirsty soul. Send waters, oh God. Fill your people to overflowing. Like David, we say, my cup runneth over. Let waters flow from your throne. Out of your throne proceeds the river. And on both sides of that river is a tree. On whose leaves are good for the healing of the nation. Release healing water. Release fresh rain. Let your glory be manifest. As he calls unto thee. Come on, once again, open the sky. Release. Open the sky. Release the waters of heaven. Open the sky. Now lift your hands and receive it tonight. Receive.